And I don't know why you won't hear this elsewhere, but you're going to hear it here in a few select places. But let's dig deeper into the Hunter Biden revelations. Hunter Biden received a $3.5 million wire transfer from Elena Baturina. She is the widow of the former mayor of Moscow, Yuri Lutskov. And she is the richest woman in Russia. The richest woman in Russia. And somehow she made a wire transfer of $3.5 million to Hunter Biden. Think about it. $3.5 million to Hunter Biden. Why? Why would she do such a thing? Baturina became Russia's only billionaire woman when her plastics company, Inteco, received a series of Moscow municipal contracts when her husband was mayor. He was mayor there in Moscow. She got the contracts. The probe by the United States Senate, led by Chuck Grassley, and the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, and the Committee on Finance, making a series of damning discoveries and revelations. The probe finding that in addition to the $3.5 million wire transfer, Baturina sent 11 wires between May and December of 2015 to a bank account belonging to BAK USA. That's a tech startup that ended up going bankrupt with $39 million in losses. By the way, that was a startup and a tangled web that included Chris Hines. Chris Hines is the stepson of former Secretary of State John Kerry. You see, he's involved here too. And his, you know, trips to Ukraine, Russia, China, they're all in this. They're all dirty, it appears. By the way, John Kerry apparently lied about his relationship with all of this in front of a crowd in New Hampshire in 2019, among other times, saying he knows nothing about it when asked about it by a reporter. He didn't know anything about any of this stuff. The 11 transactions here were described as loan agreements in the detailed section. $391,000. $391,000 there. And nine of those 11 transactions, like I said, involving Rosemont Seneca Thornton, Chris Hines' company. But there's more. A lot more. In fact, here's one of the most damning lines in the entire report. Hunter Biden paid non-resident women who were nationals of Russia or other Eastern European countries and who appear to be linked to, quote, an Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking ring. Hunter Biden involved in human trafficking in Europe, collecting $3.5 million wire transfers. Hunter Biden had a business association with Yi Jiaming, Gong Wendong, and other Chinese nationals linked to the communist government and the People's Liberation Army. Those associations resulted in millions of dollars of cash flow. It's an 87-page report that you'll hear nothing about. Please look it up. We're going to put it up on the Steve Guru Show Facebook page. Biden opened a bank account with Gong Wendong to fund a $100,000 global spending spree with James Biden. That's Joe's brother. And Sarah Biden. I mean, he also got another pile of money from Kazakhstan. $142,000 to buy a car, apparently. On the very same day that Vice President Joe Biden appeared with Ukrainian Prime Minister Yatsenyuk and addressed Ukrainian legislators regarding Russia's actions in Crimea. It's remarkable. In addition, another $4 million paid by Burisma for Hunter Biden's and Archer's board memberships. This is as dirty and deep as the day is long. And nobody on CBS News or NBC or ABC, nobody's talking about this. This came out yesterday. Andrei Telezenko. Forgive me if I get some of the names wrong. Andrei Telezenko, the Democrats' personification of Russian disinformation, met with Obama administration officials, including Elizabeth Zentos, a member of Obama's National Security Council, at least 10 different times. A Democrat lobbying firm, Blue Star Strategies, contracted with Telezenko from 2016 to 2017 and continued to request his assistance as recent as the summer of 2019. A recent news article detailed other extensive contacts between Telezenko and the Obama administration officials. John Solomon, justthenews.com, digging deep into this. John Solomon of Just the News digging deep into this. It's remarkable. The Chinese, the Ukrainians, the Russians, a pipeline of cash, and this is just a little glimpse of what we know. Flowing to Hunter Biden. Flowing to Chris Hines. Flowing back to members of the Biden family, James Biden, Sarah Biden, and others. A flood of wealth. And it just ironically lines up with places that Joe Biden, the former vice president, had close contacts, friends, and more importantly, power and influence. Joe Biden had power and influence in Ukraine and China. And by default, Russia as well. And strangely enough, his entire family profited from all of it. What were they doing? Were they selling America to the highest bidder? Were they selling access to Barack Obama? Were they? Important questions to be asked. Would you see this much money flowing around? What was John Kerry's role in all of this? Did he enrich himself as well? Tough questions. No answers. Nobody will dig deeper. They'll distract you with nonsense about Black Lives Matter and social justice and the Green New Deal. Well, the real criminals continue to profit from their crimes. That's the problem we face here. No accountability. 52 after on the Steve Gruber Show. Back after this. Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.